Now, AI, artificial intelligence, how many of us have heard about that and how many of us have wondered whether we are on top of it or behind it? And it certainly is easy to feel that you've been left behind, particularly as AI filters into every corner of our lives, from writing wedding speeches to planning our holidays. It certainly is easy to feel overwhelmed. But what if we could use these tools to work smarter rather than fear them? Well, joining me in the studio is Dan Stillerman, an Excel and AI trainer, the founder of Excel Academy, an actuary and productivity coach. And he helps ordinary people like myself unlock the power of AI in practical, empowering ways. And there's a class happening tomorrow. So we're exploring what this tech means for our community, our kids, and our future. I have a confession to make that I couldn't make your last class, and I'm not sure I can make it tomorrow, so that's why I asked you to come in. Is that a terrible confession to make?
You want a crash course now?
I want a crash course. Can you? Now, I know that you call your AI partner Ziv. Why did you give it a name, and what does that tell us about the way we as humans are relating to AI?
So, Paula, great to be back in studio. Thank you for having me this afternoon, and good afternoon to all the viewers. So, really, my AI journey actually only really started properly less than 3 weeks ago. So like most people, for the last 2 years, I've been playing around with ChatGPT, asking it cool things, using it as a party trick, Googling, instead of Googling, going to ChatGPT and asking it things. But really 3 weeks ago, I stumbled upon a video on my YouTube feed which said, you're using ChatGPT all wrong. It was a Stanford AI professor. And he said that the most important thing is to stop using it as a tool and start working with it as a partner. Almost pretending that it's a person or a friend or a mentor or a sounding board, coach, advisor, whatever you want to call it. And when you go in, realizing obviously that it's not a human, but treating it like it's a partner, it absolutely changes everything. I can't describe to you the collaboration, the strategizing, the creativity, and the efficiency.
What it gets an understanding of who you are, and yeah, it kind of anticipates what you're going to ask before you even ask, that kind of thing, that it can read your mind in inverted commas?
Maybe in a way, but more that I find that the more information that you feed it, I mean, people talk about prompting and prompt engineering, yeah, and fancy things like that. Really what it comes down to is clear communication, simple, clear communication, and delegating tasks and responsibilities to your AI, whether it's ChatGPT or any other app, and treating it like a partner and giving it a window into your brain and asking for what you need very clearly. And it is just absolutely remarkable how intelligent it is intellectually, emotionally, and it's just got seichel. That's what I keep finding. It's just got good old seichel. It just gets you. And the more that you feed it and the more that you give it insight into your world and into your brain, the better it becomes. It's just absolutely mind-blowing.
Many people think that AI is for coders or techies. What's a simple way an average person, say a teacher or a small business owner, could use or can use AI today?
Yeah, good question, Paula. So to be honest, it couldn't actually be further from the truth. It's probably the simplest, most dummy-friendly app that you could actually get. When you open ChatGPT on your phone, it's not busy. There's no bells and whistles floating all over the show and overwhelming tech. You don't need to program any fancy formulas like you might need to do on Excel, which we've been teaching for 12 years. It is so simple and straightforward. All you need to do is start typing a question or a prompt or a request, or even easier, you can just start speaking. There's a little microphone button, just like on WhatsApp, where you record a voice note to a friend or a family member. It's the same thing. You just start recording, and I'll give you a demo live on air.
Please give me a demo. I'm really curious.
Okay, so we actually chatted about it this morning. We thought it might be fun to actually get ChatGPT to make a poem for us this afternoon.
Okay, so will you show it? Just before you do that, I wanted to ask you, would you recommend ChatGPT, or which app, which AI app would you think is the best for people starting?
Okay, very good question. I think what it comes down to is a couple of things. Firstly, I find ChatGPT very, very user-friendly, very mainstream, very cutting edge, and just like really, really easy to use as an app. Also, it was the first AI app that the only one that I downloaded. So it knows me. So it's got memory. So the more that you feed it, as we were saying, the more it gets to know you over time. So if I were to switch now, I saw somebody at the gym last week. I said, are you coming to our ChatGPT masterclass? And he looked at me, said, no, Claude is much better. I said, cool, that's great. I'm glad that you like Claude, but that's not really the point. The point is that these principles, these mindsets, and these skills and approaches are relevant regardless whether you're using Grok or Claude or Gemini or ChatGPT. So what I recommend is, if you haven't started with anything, download ChatGPT, make a free account, put in your name and your email address, and just start playing. And it's really a shift from fear to fascination.
So Dan, even before you show me the demo, you said you really only started using it properly 3 weeks ago. So what exactly is different with the way you use it now and the way you used it before?
So a lot of it comes down to habit. So one of the things that that video with that Stanford professor, he said that creativity is actually a discipline. And that was a paradigm that I'd never, ever thought about or considered. And what he was basically saying is, if you want to become more creative, because most of us think, I'm not creative and I can't think of cool ideas. If you want to become more creative, you can use AI as your creativity partner. But what a lot of it comes down to is the habit and the discipline of using it consistently. So, for example, instead of leaving ChatGPT as like an app that you can't see on your phone, put it front and center. Anytime you've got a challenge or an issue in any area of your life, whether it's personal, relationship, health and wellness, business, any kind of issue in your life, feed it that information, even with just a voice prompt. Just speak your mind, and you will be absolutely amazed at what actually comes back to you.
I was trying to get my mother to use AI, and she kept saying to me, why does she need it? She's got Google. I don't know how to answer her. How would you explain what AI offers that a traditional search engine like Google doesn't?
So I think a couple of things. It's a great question. Firstly, if you are just searching for facts and information, for example, I find that ChatGPT, it doesn't get it right all the time. It sometimes hallucinates, which can be quite comical. But as they develop the software better and better, the technology becomes better and it will hallucinate less. So you can trust it more and more, but you do need to fact check facts. But I find that it gives you a clean, simple, uncluttered answer. Whereas what I find with Google a lot of the time is there's things all over the show. There's sponsored links and posts and other questions. It just becomes a schmutz, in my opinion. Whereas ChatGPT gets me. It gives me what I want, what I need, and it can apply that search. If I'm searching for something, because it knows me, especially over the last 3 weeks, it will apply it into my life and my context that Google can never do.
Mom, I hope you heard that. Okay, let's go for the demo.
Okay, so we're going to start a new chat, and you can see it says, what can I help with? I'm going to click on the microphone here. Please write me a short and fun poem. I'm currently live on air with Paula Sleer on Chai FM on the home run. Make it warm, make it fun and creative. The audience is mainly in South Africa. They're curious, they're fun, they're interested in AI. So let's see the poem that you come up with.
And he's just stopped the recording. So let's see. There's our poem. It's literally a couple of seconds.
Okay, so we're live on Chai, the radio's lit, with Paula Sleer and a little tech wit. The mic is hot, the vibes are high, and AI's the guest, not just some guy. From Josie to Cape Town, the signal is clear, South Africans tuning in, lending an ear. We're chatting about prompts, poems, and flair with a robot sidekick who's always there. No need to fear or feel behind, AI's just a partner with the curious mind. It helps you write, plan, rhyme, and create, and saves you time. Now that's first rate. So grab your coffee, lean in close, whether Joburg heat or coastal ghost. It's not sci-fi, it's tools you can try. Right here, right now, give it a fly. Because this ain't the future, it's happening today. On Chai FM, we're leading the way. From laughter to learning, we're having some fun. Live with Paula on the home run.
Unbelievable. I mean, I'm speechless. I mean, I use AI and I'm speechless. Here's a comment from one of our listeners, Anton, saying, the Google search AI summary, which occurs on the top for me, is quite helpful. Dan, I wanted to ask you, some worry that tools like ChatGPT will make us lazy or dependent. So how can we use AI wisely without losing our critical thinking?
That's a brilliant question. I'm glad that you asked. And I think it comes down to, as opposed to the fear of losing our critical thinking or losing our humanity, we need to see it as a partnership between us and the machines, between humans and AI. And the more that we can partner and leverage the power and strength and capabilities of AI, while at the same time maintaining, enhancing, and augmenting our humanity, our uniqueness, our authenticity, that's when the magic really happens. When you marry the two, when you take the technology and you use it to enhance and augment everything that you're doing in your life. And I've seen it from personal experience, because I was also a bit curious and concerned before 3 weeks ago that maybe we're all going to just like lose our creativity, lose our critical thinking, lose part of our humanity. Are the robots going to take over? But I've seen that if when you embrace it as a partnership, it makes the world of difference. And I personally, I can speak from experience over the last, it's not even 3 weeks, tomorrow, it's 20 days that I've really dived deep into this. I've had more fun. I've felt more creative, more inspired, more connected to the people around me, and more productive by far than I felt, I don't think, ever in my life. So it's been completely game-changing for me.
Let's talk Jewishly for a moment. How do you see AI helping rabbis, teachers, or even cheder kids?
Yeah, great question. So my cousin, one of my claims to fame, Rabbi Jonathan Fox, he's the rabbi at the Chev. He actually approached me, said, Dan, would you be open to training and coaching the rabbis, the rabbonim, at the rabbinical conference next month in Cape Town? And I said it would be an absolute honor, because I believe that there's a big opportunity for them not to outsource, and I think this goes for everyone. This is not an opportunity to outsource your brain and your thinking. This is an opportunity to level up what you're already doing, level up your uniqueness and your creativity and your position in the community, in business, in the industry, and really shine when you embrace it and you use it really, really well and you partner with it.
You're an actuary, so you understand, I assume, data deeply. What do you think are the biggest AI risks that people are not talking enough about?
It's a good question. I was actually looking into some of the risks of AI recently. And for example, with ChatGPT, whether you're on a free account or a paid account, everything is encrypted. Okay. So everything is safe, but obviously we need to use these things smartly. So WhatsApp will tell you that the chats are encrypted, but it's up to you to avoid putting really private, sensitive information on a WhatsApp chat, because you just never know what might happen. So I guess the same thing applies. Don't put sensitive information. Don't put your bank details or your PIN into ChatGPT. I got to confess, I'm not a data security expert, so I can't claim to have all the answers. But we do need to be responsible and aware of it.
Look, I think a lot of people are also afraid of AI, but the reality is that it's here and it's here to stay. So we might as well embrace it.
I see it as a tide, not even a wave, because a wave crashes and then it settles.
It disappears,
this
yeah.
is a tide. And initially, I was just treading water and trying to stay above water and see what's going on. You've got the option of swimming in the other direction, but you're going to get really exhausted and probably lose quite quickly. What I recommend and I've seen is start to swim with it, play with it, and better yet, build yourself a surfboard, because it's so much fun.
And one of the ways to do that is to join your live AI masterclass tomorrow. Now, you've already run a masterclass. Can you just give us some details of what time tomorrow and what you're going to be covering?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did our first ChatGPT masterclass about 10 days ago, and we were overwhelmed with the response. We really were. We were completely bowled over. We had over 1,000 people tuning in live, and there was just enormous demand for more. And like you missed it. You went to the recording, so we did send out the recording.
But thank you for that.
Pleasure. People wanted more. The people who joined, the people who missed it. So we're doing an encore. It's tomorrow evening, 7:30. And it's going to be so much better than the one that I ran 10 days ago, because I've grown and learned so much in the space in the last 10 days. It's going to be live on Zoom, absolutely free. And the easiest way to register, I can't put a QR code up here, is just find
imagine that, guys. See the QR code.
Find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. It's all over my profile there. And register and share it with your friends. It'll be 45 minutes tomorrow evening on Zoom.
And that's Dan Stillerman offering a hands-on AI class tomorrow, a chance to demystify the tech and learn how to use it for good. Whether you're an Excel junkie or just curious about co-creating with machines, check it out. And you can find more at, Dan, you mentioned, we can find you where, did you say?
Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram.
Okay, and as AI reshapes the world, the real question isn't will we use it, it's just how we choose to use it. Dan, thanks so much for coming in. And I'm getting excited. I mean, all of that in 3 weeks. Oh my God, I could be a new person tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. See you tomorrow night.